Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, and first of all, I got to say, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. I am a father, got a 3.5-year-old driving me nuts right now. He's in that why phase, why. But that aside, I hope you have a great day, you know, with or without the trip to your, you know, your favorite restaurant. You know, stay safe, be safe, keep your head, you know, on your shoulders. And I'll tell you, for our part, we, my wife and I, our son, we will be hanging out at Lake Corpus Christi. So we're down south. If you caught last week's show, you know that we are out on the road again, tugging a little travel trailer that we finally got, tugging that sucker behind us. And we were in the Austin Hill Country for last week's show. Well, today I'm coming to you live from a hilltop right above Lake Corpus Christi. We're about an hour north of the city of Corpus itself. And, you know, as I like to do when I'm out on the road, I like to bring on guests that are operating in that area where I'm at, you know, for the day. So I'm bringing on a guest today that is operating in this area, not in Corpus per se, but in South Texas, in a market actually a little bit southwest of here, and we'll hear about that market. And now this young man, he's built up a nice portfolio of single family houses, and now he's taken the lead role in some multifamily investments, and we'll hear about that. He's served his country in the military, and now he is servicing and serving his community by doing what we do best at Lifestyles Unlimited, taking a worn down, unloved old apartment or complex and turning them around into apartment communities that the, you know, the families living there are happy to call home. We're going to get his story. We're going to hear about those deals. So, hey, without further ado, let me introduce my guest. This is Brant joining us this morning. Hi, Brant. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hey, Andy. Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. Hey, I'm doing great. Got up, had breakfasted with the toddler and pushed him out the door. So I've got the RV studio to myself right now. So it's nice and quiet. Well, to start off the show, if you would, tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, a little bit about your background. I hinted at the military, you know, what you did prior to real estate. And then, you know, how did you get into real estate? What took you down that path?
Sure. Yeah. Well, first off, obviously happy Father's Day to you and
thank you.
My father and all the other fathers. Obviously, I would not be here where I am today without my father's gentle encouragement pushing me forward, so I appreciate that. So I'm really not too sure exactly where to start with my story. I can go all the way back to when I was in college. I went to, it's called the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy, and Robert Kiyosaki, the big investor, he graduated from that same school, and one time he came and flew in on a big purple helicopter and talked to us, and he said, one thing stuck out real clearly, and that when he was talking to the whole regiment of midshipmen, he said, you'd be shocked how many people, their house is the most expensive asset they own. And I remember thinking, like, what? I didn't even really know what he was talking about. I had no clue kind of what he was saying, but at the time, my family still owns a big ranch, and I kind of thought, like, yeah, well, we own a big ranch, so obviously our house is worth less than that, but that's not what he was talking about. He was talking about income-producing assets that you live off of. And so anyways, I graduated from the Merchant Marine Academy, then went in the Marine Corps. Then about 2016, spring of 2016, I came home from my last deployment, and one thing graduating from the Merchant Marine Academy, they always told us, your job is protected by the Jones Act, which is an act passed by Congress saying you always, like, any port-to-port transfer of goods via the sea in the U.S. has to be carried by a U.S.-flagged merchant vessel, like a ship. And so coming out, I thought, well, this will be easy. I have my license. I always have a job. So I'm just going to train. And I still had, you know, all my college buddies that were in the Merchant Marine, and I'll just easily transition from the military into the Merchant Marine. And right then, I don't know if you remember, but late or early 2016, oil prices kind of took their first dive. And so all my buddies had kind of slowly transitioned over the years to shipping offshore into the Gulf, you know, running oil and working on those big oil platforms. Well, they had all started getting laid off. So and these people are highly certified. They've done all these courses, and they're very well paid. They used to call themselves drillionaires, and they were forced out of the oil market and back into regular sailing and shipping. And so it was flooded with these overly qualified friends of mine who were taking huge pay cuts in order to just do regular, you know, port-to-port sailing. And here I came. You know, I thought I was well-experienced and well-versed, worked in the military this whole time, and I couldn't find a job to save my life. And so kind of simultaneously as that was happening, as I was transitioning out of the military, I was buying my first house. By accident, it was the Lifestyles model house, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage, cookie cutter house, you know, track home in a neighborhood. And I had gotten it for, you know, what I thought at that time was a steal, you know, $5,000 less than what I think it would appraise for and all that stuff. And while I was in the military, I was with Quicken Loans, and it was going perfect. Literally 3 days before I was supposed to close on that house, they call me and they say, hey, you know, you're not employed. I said, well, yeah, you know, I told you I was getting out of the military and trying to find a job. And they go, well, if you don't have a job, you can't close on a loan. And they literally, I mean, this is legitimately 3 days before I was supposed to close, pull it out from underneath me.
So, hey, I'm going to interrupt you there. I hear the music coming on. So you're learning from the school of hard knocks right now, it sounds like. First of all, thank you very much for your service. If I remember, I think you were in for about 12 years prior to getting out. And, well, you're running into some difficulties. And we're going to hear how you got over that hump when we continue with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, we're talking with an investor from the South Texas area. He's done a good number of single-family houses. We were just hearing about his first deal that he was about to take down, and he had to take it down out of necessity. You know, Congress puts things like the Jones Act into place. They try to help us out, you know, best of intentions, I suppose, but it doesn't always work out. You know, they have plans like we saw with the CARES Act. Does it get distributed the way it should? No, things fall through the cracks. We have all kinds of problems, but In Brandt's case, well, he found himself struggling and had to find a different path and landed on real estate. Coincidentally, Brandt, you mentioned that Robert Kiyosaki, he's well known for Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which is a great introductory book to get folks into real estate investing. He came and spoke at your Merchant Marine class since he was from your school, and that kind of ties the whole thing back to real estate after, you know, over a decade, really. Let me give out the number real quick here in the studio. If you have got any questions for me or for Brandt, you can call us at 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. I check those throughout the break. That's askandy@luinc.com. So, Brandt, getting back to that first house, you were about to close on it, and they pulled the carpet out from under you. What did you do?
Yeah, so, you know, some of my family members kind of knew what was going on, and they came in and actually cut me kind of the same terms on the loan, but the precondition was like, hey, we know you're good for it. We'll give you the same loan, but you need to be out of it in 6 months. So, you know, I just did it, right? Like, whatever, let's just go forward. I'll figure it out on the back end. And so we closed the house, and then I started studying up on, like, how to get loans and underwriting and stuff. And I realized, hey, you know, you have to have 2 months pay stubs and all this stuff. And so what I realized is I can do this. I'll just go in the reserves and I'll work for 2 or 3 months. That way I have 2 or 3 months pay stubs. So I can go back and get the loan, get refinanced into a conventional loan, you know, and I'm saying this quickly. I mean, this is, you know, nights of research and looking up and trying to figure all this stuff out. Really the hard way of doing it. And, you know, then I realized kind of what a hard money loan was. My father's very comfortable with investing and stuff like that. So he, whenever I'd get hard money loan terms, he'd turn around and say, hey, I'll undercut it by a point and I'll get you the hard money loan. And I was able to build up a portfolio of about 5 houses at this point in time. And by doing this, so I'd go buy, you know, 2 houses in hard money, get them fixed up, get them rented out, and then I'd go do reserve duty. I'd pick up a reserve job for like 2 or 3 months. That way I could show that income, and then I'd go refinance them into a conventional loan. And about that time, I was talking to my dad again, and he goes, hey, there's this radio show called Lifestyles Unlimited you ought to listen to. And the first morning I turned it on, I remember him talking about this. And I mean, the hamster wheel upstairs just started spinning 90 miles an hour. and I realized, like, I was doing exactly what he was talking about, but he actually, like, had words for it and like, a system that he was talking about doing. And I was just kind of accidentally fumbling into this.
You were reinventing that hamster wheel that you just talked about, weren't you? Learning by doing, going down a path that already existed, right?
Yeah, and also just seeing all the mistakes I was making, right? Like, you know, instead of just going in there upfront with the money and being like, hey, no, all doorknobs are getting brushed nickel and all ceiling fan, you know, all fixtures are getting changed out to brushed nickel, which is relatively cheap to do. You know, my thought was, well, just scrub it harder, right? Clean it good. I know it's been there since the 1950s, but it'll work. And you can tell, you know, if you looked at my houses, and now I'm actually having to go around full circle back to the original ones in order to kind of have refinanced them again in a portfolio loan, pulled money out and gone back and fixed them up again. You know, and it's such simple little things you can do. And I can't tell you how many countless hours I've spent researching it, studying it, and trying to figure it out. And literally, you could walk into Lifestyles and in the first 8 hours of talking to somebody in a class, you know, all of it is laid out at your feet.
Yeah, we've got the roadmap. We really do. Take solace. You're not alone. I operate out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I run into people all the time that are doing the exact same thing. They're reinventing the wheel. They're hitting their head against the wall trying to figure these things out that, you know, there's a lot of moving parts, but they're all fairly simple. They're all fairly straightforward. Yeah. And if you line them in a row and show people how to do it like we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, they do it much quicker, much more successfully. And with, you mentioned failing, you know, we skip that step, you know, Yeah. So you mentioned 8 hours. So I'm guessing you got in, you heard on the radio, did you go to the free workshop or did you just go straight to the 2-day seminar, the financial freedom program?
Well, first I did the, you know, just the radio show, listening to it. And I remember the first time I went, to the actual Lifestyles, building, here in San Antonio. Del Walmsley came and he announced this new program and he goes, we are now doing a program called Lead Investors. And this is the one time you can get in right now. Then I heard it on the radio again and literally everything they were saying, it just makes, it's common sense, but if somebody doesn't say it to you, you don't realize it. And so that's what it takes a little bit to kind of figure out. And so it took me another 2 houses, and finally I went in and joined. And so this was, I think I joined in February of 2018. While we were sitting in that class, David Fisher was presenting a house. And when you're house hunting, you know which houses are on the market. And I had already looked at that house the day before, and I was kind of scared because it was tilting pretty bad. It had a foundation issue. And David Fisher goes, no, these are easy, you know, foundation, this is how you do it. And so I walked out at lunch, I called my realtor and I put in the offer and bought it.
Awesome.
Like while I was at the 2-day, you can ask David Fisher this. And then like next week I came back. Well, I didn't come back, but next week I closed on two more. So that rounded out a full 10 houses. And so in less than 2 years, I did the classic, you know, 10 houses, retire yourself in 2 years.
Yeah, it can be done.
So I had 10 houses, all making $400 a month, you know, tax-free. And then not only that, most of these houses, because I hunted so hard and this was my full-time job, when I did my initial six-month refinance, I'd pull out several thousand dollars of equity, you know, cash out refi out of the hard money.
Yeah. So, already on the front end, so that's a great story. I didn't know you bought one of David Fisher's demo houses. That's a great story. We're going to come back. I want to hear about the lead deals. What came next? Because after the houses, you shifted gears, looked at something bigger, and I know that's what the listener wants to hear about. What's going on in South Texas? What are you doing in those apartments? And we're going to talk about that when we continue with the show. So stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and we are joined this morning by Brant. Brant is in San Antonio. He's picked up, we've heard so far, 10 single-family houses. By the way, if you don't know this, if you're investing and you're buying houses in your own name, you can do up to 10 Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac-backed mortgages. If you're married, if you do those loans in separate names, you can pick up 20 houses that way. That's the cheap money. And that's what Brant was targeting by going down that path and picking up those 10 houses. And then we heard he then shifted gears, and we're going to hear a little bit about what he shifted towards here in just a moment. And I love that story because I hear about it. David Fisher, he does our two-day seminar. That's our financial freedom program, and I'll tell you how to learn more about that here in just a moment. But he conducts the two-day financial freedom program, and he'll pull up a house in a market where, you know, if he's doing it in San Antonio or Houston, wherever he's at, he'll pull up a house and say, this is a good candidate, you could buy it, and he'll walk through the numbers and show you how it works. Well, Brant was sitting in that two-day. David pulls up that house. Brant, on the lunch break, goes out, and he gets that house. This guy, he's clearly moving quickly. He sees the model. He's made some mistakes, right? Trying to reinvent the wheel, go down his own path, and finally lines up with Lifestyles and is able to then move very, very quickly. You know, learn that vocabulary, right, Brant? We talked about not even knowing what a hard money loan is, and you learn the vocabulary as you get in the group. And as you go to things like our Financial Freedom Program, and I want to give you the website where you can go to learn more about that. It's Financial Freedom Live Stream. com. If you go to financialfreedomlivestream.com, you can read all about our two-day seminar, our financial freedom program. You can join. It's heavily discounted right now. They'll talk about the promo code there. You have access to our vendor list, guys, that you can pull in for that hard money loan, or, you know, general contractors, whatever you need to work on that house, or in Brant's case now, right, to work on those apartments. Again, that's financialfreedomlivestream.com, and we're doing those online. So you can check out when the next ones will be scheduled. So take a look at that. And Brant, you sat in that two-day with David Fisher, and that worked out great. That is just a great story. But then you decided to shift gears and go down the path of multifamily. What made you decide to go that route? And I know you're a lead investor. What made you want to become a lead investor in particular?
Yeah, so becoming a lead, I mean, I went into Lifestyles, you know, I'd researched it for well over a year before I joined, but I knew going into that 2-day that at the end of it, I was going to pull the trigger and try to get all the way to be a lead. Of course, they don't let you just sign up to be a lead. First, you have to do the preferred investor and go through all your core curriculum and training and all that stuff. And so I was actually kind of frustrated when I learned that, because I very much have the Cortez model of burn your ships. You know, when Cortez pulled up to Mexico, right, he burns his ships, and they said no turning back. And that's kind of where I was in my life, because I knew I couldn't get back into sailing, which I'd gone to a 4-year Federal Service Academy to learn. I couldn't do a regular job. The wars were over, so I wasn't going back in the military. And so I knew straight up, this is the way I'm going to strike out as a young man and make my fortune. So, I did the preferred investor, and I was actually kind of frustrated in the beginning because the mentors actually wouldn't even let me become a lead yet. They said, hey, you need to do six, probably because I'm a little bit younger or whatever. They said, hey, you need to do 6 months. We need to see you here. We need to see you actively participating with the group and learning, and then we'll give it to you. And by this time, I already had my 10 houses. As we both know, life is kind of boring after that because you don't do anything. Besides once a month, you collect your paycheck. And so for about 6 months, I just canvassed the market in San Antonio on my own, trying to figure all this stuff out. And I think I kept hearing from people that once you get out of single family houses into multifamily, it's no longer just real estate. It's owning a business. And passives kept telling me, I'm looking for business people, business minded people. And I did realize that was my weakness. No self and seek self-improvement. I always thought I was a businessman, but I'm learning today, every day, new things about running a business. You know, what does HR actually do? What is accounting? Everybody says get a bookkeeper. Well, if you just let a bookkeeper run loose on your books, one, you're going to have crazy bill, and two, they don't know what your actual goal is. Unless you communicate that. So those were all things I had to learn. And they're not easily learned, and it's a continuous learning cycle that you go through. And really, that's what I think Lifestyles brings to the table. Everything Lifestyles does, you could figure out and do on your own. People do it. But it just hits the fast forward button on it, and it puts you around people who are much wealthier than you and have already been there and done it. And they can point you in the right direction. And it's not just an outside third party saying it. They're legitimately in the deal with you. So their success is ultimately tied to your success. So it is in their best interest to tell you this information.
And in their best interest to make sure you get that 6 months worth of experience and go through that multifamily core curriculum. My wife and I just went through that ourselves, for example. It's lengthy. There are 20 plus courses out there. We spent a lot of time, which during the COVID-19 shutdown, we had the time, stuck at home. But you went through all that and then did the LEED certification on top of that, right? That was in place. Yeah. Okay. But like you said, they're getting into that deal with you. They want to know that you're going to succeed. And when you go, when you jump through all those hurdles, go over all those hurdles, you're going to succeed. You've shown that you understand, right, the material. You understand what goes into that business, like you put it, and you're going to run a good business, right? So you eventually came back around and obviously did the core curriculum and all that good stuff then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as soon as they gave it to me, I started doing it and got it all completed. I mean, and when you're doing nothing else and this is now your primary job, I got it done in a week, maybe 2 weeks.
You and I were talking, and you kind of hinted at this a moment ago, I think. I like the way that you view the business of real estate compared to, say, other businesses. You mentioned how, other businesses, non-real estate, will fail. And can you talk a little bit about that concept that you had of the number of transactions per year and how they allow you to recalibrate as you go along?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, once you are in a business, you can see mistakes other businesses are making. Like as soon as you walk in and look at them, you say like, oh man, this is chaos. But let's say you're selling widgets. I mean, it's no wonder over 90% of businesses fail because you walk in and it's rapid fire and you don't realize how quickly those transactions are happening and how quickly your payments are going. In real estate, you essentially have 12 big transactions every year, the first of every month. Right. And then you have 30 days to correct all that. So you have a little bit of breathing room. So the first of the month hits, hey, I have 20 units, 30 units, 50 units. Okay. We collected all these transactions. Now we have to figure out, okay, well, how do people actually pay? How does the money get from my manager's hands into the bank's hands? How do we actually reconcile all this? How do we pay our vendors? I am a millennial and I thought you just paid everything on credit card. I had no idea about cutting checks or reconciling bank accounts. These were all things that I had to sit down and talk to some of my mentors and some of the people I met at Lifestyles and just go through this stuff. Like, hey, how do operations work? And when you're doing it live, it can be very stressful if you don't know what you're doing. So the beauty of the real estate business is it happens, and then you have 30 days to correct it if you screwed it up.
From a rent perspective, sure.
Yeah, yeah. And then same thing is going to occur, 30 days from now. So all I have to do is figure it out once and then repeat it over and over.
Yeah. You and I were talking over the break that real estate is very forgiving. This is one example of that. The other is, if you buy it, you pay a little too much. Well, you just hold a little bit longer, right? You can recover from mistakes if you make them. Now, Lifestyles is here to help you avoid those mistakes and be successful from the outset, right? But stuff happens, but you just hold on and you come out on the back end doing just great. And when we come back on the back end of this break, we're going to get into those deals you've done down south.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and I'm coming to you live today just a little bit north of Corpus Christi, sitting on a bluff high above Lake Corpus Christi, and we've got Brant with us on the show today. Brant is over in San Antonio, and Brant, he started out as a single-family investor, joined Lifestyles, improved his investing, and has since shifted gears to become a lead investor. We were talking a little bit more broadly, conceptually, about some of the things you experience when you become a lead. And a lead investor, if you're new to the show, if you're new to Lifestyles, that's a term we use within Lifestyles. A lead commonly is called a syndicator. That's the managing partner, essentially, that's bringing everyone together, bringing the passive investor's money into the deal to help take down a big asset that maybe the lead or the syndicator would not be able to do alone. And Brant, he has fulfilled that role. And Brant, I got to ask you, you mentioned a couple times being young, being a young guy. About how old are you?
I'm 33 right now.
Wow. 33, yeah. Lead investor. Already owns 10 houses, already in a couple of multifamily deals as, again, a lead investor. That's great. And I want to take that message to the broader listener out there. If you're sitting on the sidelines, if you are like Brant, a millennial, and thinking, I can't do that, you can. You absolutely can. This young man has done that very thing, and you can too. It helps to have a mentor. It helps to have some guidance. So check out Lifestyles Unlimited, lifestylesunlimited.com to learn more there. But let's now talk about those apartment deals that you picked up just broadly. Where are those at? You're in San Antonio. Did you buy in San Antonio?
No. So I targeted a number that I wanted to return to my passives, and that number drove me out into tertiary markets. It's not necessarily that I went looking in tertiary markets. It's just that the returns in the big cities are compressed a little bit for a number of reasons. However, when I started looking, and like I said, I scoured the bigger cities, San Antonio, Austin, for a good year looking for the returns I wanted, and I just couldn't find them, and I kept seeing them out in these tertiary markets. And so that kind of drove me out there. The issue is a lot of times when you see these numbers, it's because these smaller apartment communities aren't ran as efficiently as they can be. They've been in some ownership family for a long time, or somebody got into it that didn't necessarily know what they're doing and didn't have the support system in place to prop them up. And the first deal I did, I actually had to go recreate the guy's books for him. He was real nice. He worked with me the whole time because he had no real books. I mean, he was saying these numbers and stuff, but he didn't actually know. And so I was having to go through all his receipts and recreate his profit and loss statement for him, help him out with his rent roll, stuff like that. All he knew is that, hey, his bank account was getting bigger, so he didn't really care. I guess, fortunately, I was getting a non-recourse loan on it, a Fannie Mae loan, and they don't do, just fly by night. Yeah, sure, it's making money. You have to prove it in documentation.
Keeping your notes on a yellow legal pad, right? That doesn't fly.
No. And so kind of interestingly enough, as we were closing it, I had to extend it for 30 days to close to help him rebuild his books. And he was, you could tell when we first went on a contract, he was very frustrated and done with running an apartment complex. I mean, he was the classic, what you had heard of, tenants' toilets and whatever that is that everybody always says that frustrates them.
Tenants, toilets, and taxes, right? Yeah.
Yeah, taxes. There you go. And because he didn't have that support system. Well, as I'm recreating his books, I think he kind of started to realize how much money he was making. And then he also realized because I would do his books, and then I'd kind of like look at my numbers, and I think he probably spilled the beans a little too much because he was 100% occupied. Well, when you're 100% occupied, that's the first indication that it's not the best run apartment community because you're not pushing the envelope. And so when I was kind of just looking around next door, which there were other lifestyle members that owned down there, and realizing what they're getting for rents, and all I was doing was bumping it up to what the average market rate was. And he was realizing just how much money he was leaving on the table. You could tell he was getting a little frustrated, but hey, we were under contract and storming towards a close. So anyways, we closed it, and it worked out well. And shortly, I guess, 4 or 5 months later, right across the street, another apartment community came up for sale. And it was almost the exact same scenario. I walk in there and look at it, and I looked at the rents, and I was like, gosh, this is just so cheap. And, I knew next door I was getting substantially higher than that. So, you know, we went under contract and closed the deal, and immediately we just, all we're doing is asking for a fair price for fair value, right? It's not like we're gouging people or doing anything. We are running things efficiently. The residents are very grateful because we tend to issues immediately. We fix up their units where it's a nice place to live. People are proud of their community. I remember, like, when I first took over this community, there was trash just everywhere. So first thing I did was send out our maintenance guys and just pick up trash. And now when I'm there, every once in a while I'll look, and you'll see residents going out and picking up trash on their own. As you know, down on the Gulf Coast, it's very breezy, so there's always something blowing somewhere out of a trash can or something.
You've coached them into being better residents, essentially, haven't you? By showing them, sure, this is what it could be. We'll get you started. Now they've picked up the ball. That's great.
Absolutely, and not only that, I mean, just like some of the ladies in the community. You know, I don't know anything about plants or flowers, and honestly, like landscaping, I was like, yeah, throw yucca bushes in there. You don't have to do anything. But it was still nice, right? It was organized. Now the place is like the Garden of Eden. I mean, some of the ladies just plant flowers everywhere, to the point where I have to tell my manager, like, hey, if they plant some over here, you need to make sure you plant it over there too, so it looks symmetrical. But, you know, rose bushes, and I can't even name all these things. They're planting, and you see them every morning out there watering them. And it's just, it's great. You can tell people are taking more and more pride in their community. And, you know, all that money that we are making off of it, we're not just taking it, throwing it in our pocket and running. A large percentage of that is turned around and reinvested back into the property, whether it's painting, whether it's parking lots, coverings for parking, interior upgrades, whatever it is.
But did you have to do a lot of work on that first deal?
Yeah.
Or did he at least maintain it decently?
No, we had to. He was definitely band-aiding it. And you can tell that's where the frustration comes from, right? Is like, look, man, just rip it all out and replace it. Stop trying to Band-Aid these water pipes. They're leaking everywhere. You have to budget up front for a complete remodel of it. And then now you have a system that will stay in place and work for the longevity of the ownership.
Yeah, it's your classic mom and pop operator, really, you know. And that's why we say, you know, best product, best price. When you fix these things up front, like you're now doing as the new owner, that's going to reduce your maintenance costs. You're going to have happier community on your hands. They're going to stick around longer. When you happen to raise the rent, they're going to absorb that because you just gave them a better place to live, didn't you? I mean, we see
that. Yeah, that's right.
Planting flowers and picking up the trash.
Yeah, everybody knows Whiffen, right? What's in it for me? And you have to show those residents the Whiffen of it. Like, this is what you get in return for an extra $20 a month, which isn't much. And so once you're able to show them that, you know, I don't think anybody knows that I'm the owner, but every once in a while I'm down there with my manager walking around, and you just overhear the conversations. And the conversations from day one of ownership to now are much different conversations. And so, anyways, it's enjoyable to do. It is a lot of work. Don't get me wrong. If you're doing this, I wouldn't recommend doing it as a side hustle. It's you need to be committed to it, especially if you're that lead. You know, passives.
I want to be clear there. Yeah, I mean, as a passive, you're vetting that lead investor, that syndicator. You're vetting the deal for sure. But once you put your money into that deal, you're hands off, and you've got passive investors from within the Lifestyles organization that are invested with you. They I'm sure they haven't been down to the property. They haven't made the drive south to see the property. Now you, as the lead investor, you've got to keep an eye on things. You've got to make sure things are running per budget, per plan, and so on. So how often do you have to get down that way?
I actually go down quite a bit, but, you know, realize too, we did a heavy lift in the beginning. So all the big projects, I try to be down there for most of it. I'm probably overly involved, but I also enjoy doing construction and stuff like that. Management.
Oh, I'll tell you what, the music's kicking on. We're at the end of the show, man. Time has flown by. You've got a great story. Young guy bought from our financial freedom program, bought a house at the Financial Freedom Program, essentially. If you want to learn more about that, go to financialfreedomlivestream.com and you can register, you can attend, maybe buy a house. Hey, sounds like a plan. This is Andy Webb. Brant, thank you so much for joining us today. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.